you for calling Sprays Jewelers. This is Stephanie.
Hey, Stephanie. It's Nick with RDI Diamonds. How are
you? Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself, Miss Stephanie?
Oh, pretty good. I reckon. Can't complain.
Can't complain. I mean, that's good.
Yeah, almost, that is good.
Yeah, that's almost like bragging, actually.
I know.
You're going the opposite direction.
exactly.
What's things been like in the store right now? It's nice outside. Are people still coming in?
It's cloudy.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. It's been nice, you know.
Okay.
Trying to warm up. We got a cold front coming in.
All right.
So it'll drop the temperature a little bit. You know, we'll be in the 80s, and then it'll drop it down into 50s and 60s, and then it'll go back to 80s. Good, sick weather.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's what it is. It really is. I'll tell you that much. What are you guys working on right now? I want to be able to help you guys with the next diamond you sell.
Well, not a whole bunch working right now. Just odds and ends. But let me give you a heads up, Nick.
Please.
Friend to friend.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, we're in a little small town.
Okay.
And I guess maybe, you know, you're used to working with bigger towns. But I guess maybe you might have called Michelle on a diamond and wanted her to get a down payment on one. And, well, that's not how we do it here.
What do you mean?
I guess maybe we had gotten called to get a price from you on a diamond for a customer. And then I guess you called her back you wanted to ship the diamond, get a down payment. What are you waiting on? You know, just kind of rush, kind of almost like rushing her.
That doesn't sound like me. That must have been somebody else.
So, and she just felt kind of rushed. And so she said, I don't know, you know.
I'm glad you said that, but I don't think that was me.
Yeah. So.
No, I don't think that was my company. We wouldn't ask you for a down payment. You have credit with us.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have asked you for any money.
So you may want to explain it to her because they said it was y'all. It was you.
No, RDI Trading, maybe? I know it's weird that there's two companies with a similar name in the same industry. But, I'm not like that. Especially not with...
that's what I told, that's what I said. I said, well, she said, I just don't know how to deal with it. Because, she is loving and very laid back and... She's not going to say anything at all. But I told her, I said, when I talk to him next time, I said, I'll mention it and just say, hey, don't be,
so
she or anything that,
I'm going to look to see.
We just,
The last time I even looked up a diamond for you guys was in January. And I don't know if I've ever shipped any. Oh, I have shipped. I shipped something in July of last year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
I know me and you had talked about a lot of stuff. Doing the bridal, like a trunk show or something, and all that, and.
If that was me, I apologize, wasn't meaning to be offensive.
I know that. And
but I don't think it was me also. But
I
also don't want to be the person that refuses to be accountable. You know what I mean? So it doesn't sound like me, but if it was me, I'd never be like that again.
That's right. And I told her, I said, I'll talk to her, talk to him. I said, And I said, he knows, me. She goes, yeah. She goes, y'all talk enough to know. And, she goes, that's just not the way we do business here. And I don't want to, feel like I'm rushed. So it could have been, could have been the other company. And that's what I'll explain to her when she comes back next week.
Yeah.
It was just kind of, she felt.
When did this happen?
Probably a month and a half, maybe 2 months ago.
Okay.
Been a little bit, but I've not gotten to talk to you because you don't never call me hardly anymore.
Oh, I definitely call you. Let me look.
I guess I just haven't answered.
Well, yeah, what days are you there?
Monday, Tuesday, and Fridays.
Okay. And let me see here. Let's see. Da, 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 da. What is your name, Laura Kate?
No.
Oh, sorry. What is your name again?
Stephanie.
Stephanie. Sorry. I am so...
That's the wrong one.
Huh?
That other one's the wrong one.
Laura, who is Laura Kate?
Another one.
Oh, she's like, that's the other one. That's the other one you said. That's who I've been talking to. All right, hold on. Let me jot this down. I'm sorry. I'm all topsy turvy now because of that. But anyway, all right. Stephanie, is there a different email address for you or?
Yeah, you've got mine. That's the one that you sent me the information on the bridal stuff. It's stephwag75@gmail.com.
Steph.
Wag, W-A-G-G, 75@gmail.com.
Okay, I do have that. Wow, you have a good memory because that was in October.
Yeah.
And, yeah, because we had talked about doing a trunk show with MDJ, our sister company.
Yeah.
All right, cool. That's awesome. All right, Steph, I'm very sorry.
No, that's fine. And that's the reason I wanted to, you know, Laura Kate's one of the new ones. She don't know none. She's been here for a little bit, but we don't even let her sell bridal.
Yeah. No, I bet. I remember way
she's
back 19. In the, way back when. Yeah, when I was 20, I worked at K Jewelers for a little bit, and they didn't even let me look at the diamond case.
Yeah.
You know, I was selling all the sapphires and stuff like that.
Yeah.
No, I was just looking at my notes and I was like trying to remember. But all right, so let me. Oh, there you go. All right, cool. So yeah, I don't remember what that was, but if that was me, man, I'm very sorry. And
no. I told her. I said I'll ask him. I said.
I'll cut him straight. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I just said, I told her, I said, I'll ask him and just tell him, you know, hey, you know, Shelly's, you know, she just lets the customer go at their own pace. And, you know, that's the reason she's been voted best jeweler and jewelry store here for the last 15 years, you know, number one jeweler.
That's amazing.
So, yeah. So, you know, she don't, you know, kind of rush people. She lets them decide on their own. And, you know, they always come back, you know. You know, I had a customer that, you know, he said, I'm going to shop around. I said, okay. He calls me while I was on vacation last summer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what our problem is everybody's buying freaking lamps.
Yep.
You know, and until that changes, you know, because naturals are so freaking expensive compared to those, you know. I had a customer, you know, said something about a natural. Well, you know, it was going to cost them $8,000 difference, you know.
Yeah.
For that big of a stone. And they just couldn't do that.
Yeah. And even with the...
And even be pushing, but it's a buyback program. You can upgrade that, trade in your natural with this company for a new one.
For a new one. Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. I love it. You should be speaking at our buying event, telling us about our stuff. That was so funny. We're doing it next month. We're having an event, and but a lot of times, a lot of the jewelers that we work with, they'll forget after a while. They'll be like, "Hey, will you buy this back? Can I trade this in?" Yeah, that's like our whole thing. That's our main differentiator. So no, that's huge. And that's the thing is that labs have come down so low, but you know, natural diamonds are also a lot softer than they were as far as pricing.
Yeah.
Under 2 carats, above 2 carats, you know, they're rare enough that it's stayed pretty steady because the demand for 2 carats and up, especially in fancy shapes, has been up, has been high over the last 6 months, 2 years, I don't know.
Right now it's elongated cushion.
Yep.
Ovals. Marquee is a little, you know, it's kind of fading out just a little bit. It was hot there for a little bit, but it's kind of fading back out. Radiant. You know, I mean, it's just like, but right now, elongated cushion is, everybody's on it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very, that's been in and out, Marquise, from what I see, you know,
yeah.
they've been hot the whole time, but every once in a while it'll cool off for a minute and then come right back. So I'm working a couple of those cushion calls right now. I've actually been selling square cushions again,
yeah,
which is nice, because I've had a whole stack of those that I couldn't even do anything with. They were just, you know, filling up the screen as I was looking for the elongated ones, you know, going through to quote them. But, yeah, now they've been asking for the squares, too. So.
And I even had a customer reach out to me, do we carry any Asher cuts? I've not seen an Asher cut in years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I'm like, where did this come from?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
I have them.
Okay.
If you need them. Were they just kind of, what was their thought?
They were just want to know, did we have them, and, you know, what did we think of them, and da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I have a lot of elongated Asher cuts.
So, okay. Well, I told her to come in, and we'll see what we could find. You know, they're out of town people.
Yeah.
So,
Stephanie,
and they're older, so they may want natural, you know.
Yeah. That was a joke I was telling you, Stephanie.
What?
Elongated.
Oh, elongated Asher. I hope not.
Yeah, it's an emerald cut.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, Asher's just a square emerald cut.
Emerald.
Yep. So, but yeah, okay. So they're out of town. When they come back, whatever they need, I could get that out to you guys. You know, I have them in both lab and natural. Obviously, my focus is on the natural diamonds. That's where, you know, our bread and butter is. But
yeah.
Whatever I could do to be of service to you guys, you let me know. And then definitely tell Michelle that I, for some reason, I'm not remembering this. But if that happened, no problem, you know.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that, you know, there's no me without you, right?
Yeah,
and so
I want to
make sure that I'm working with your process, and I want you to be having a positive experience always. So I'm glad that you're giving me the opportunity to be able to do so.
Yeah. Like I said, I just want to give you a heads up on it and let you know that it kind of didn't really offend her. It just kind of...
Yeah, the only thing I could think of...
She's very tenderhearted.
Oh yeah, no, she's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Only thing I could think of is the princess cuts that we were looking at in January, but I don't remember anything like that, and I definitely didn't ask for any money. So
yeah.
Maybe it was, you know, like I said, there's another company that goes by a similar name.
Yeah.
Either way, no one should be talking to Michelle like that, right?
Like, yeah, I know it. So I told her, I said, well, I said, I'll talk to him. I said, don't worry about it.
Oh, Stephanie, you're so great. I appreciate you.
You're
all
welcome.
Right.
But let's try to get together and maybe try to do a little talk show or something.
Yeah, when do you want to do it?
I'll get with Michelle next week, and let's see what we can try to figure up. It'd be so much fun.
Yeah. Absolutely, I agree. You know, if you wanted to, we do have this event next month that where MDJ Advantage is here also. So you could take a look at a lot of the goods and start getting an idea of what you wanted to do.
Yeah.
It's a very fun event. We pay for everything once you guys get yourselves here. I can send you an email with it.
Yeah, do that.
Okay, absolutely, I will. It's a Sunday and a Monday, so you know, we try to make it so, you know, are you guys even open on Mondays or no?
We are.
You are? Okay. Yeah, it's like...
It's usually not busy.
Yeah, it's Sunday and half of a Monday, like you would be back on Monday, so...
Okay.
Unless you were hitchhiking, then I don't know how you do it, but... All right, cool. Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for the quick chat or the
You're
work
welcome.
Chat. And, yeah, you have a great day. I'll get that email right over to you.
Sounds good. You have a great weekend, Nate.
You too, Stephanie. All right,
thanks.
Bye.
Bye.